This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Great signs, as always, here on 95.7 The Game. After a Week 8 win for the Niners against the Cowboys, 30-24 was the final. As always, we've got seven groups to go through, and we will begin, as we always do, with the quarterback. That was Brock Purdy, as always, and for his performance against the Cowboys, a little bit of a rough first half, but an excellent second half. I didn't think the first half was as bad as many do. Yep. An A-minus is what I gave Brock Purdy for his performance.
I like that.
Week 8.
I like that. I had it down as a B+, and I thought that you'd be actually lower than that. And I look at a couple of plays where fourth down, he throws behind Debo, and then he had the fumble where he tried to collect it. Didn't ultimately cost him. Neither one really cost him. And the second half, he was spectacular. The scrambling was great, efficient, and timely. And ultimately, his job is to not turn it over and win the game. And he did that, Mark.
Yeah, I like your B+ grade. And I'm a little surprised, Grandy, that you were as high as you were.
Getting higher than both of you.
Yeah. I mean, and on a weekday, no doubt. But anyway, I think he was good. And I think the further away we've gotten from the game, everybody's starting to realize that first half was not as bad as you thought. When you go over the tape, we were frustrated. They couldn't get in the end zone. That was more, in my opinion, the fault of a bunch of holding penalties than it was Brock. I can't give him something in the A bracket, though, solely because of one play. If it's fourth down and someone's about 5 yards from you, you got to hit him in stride. Debo could have caught it. He gets his share of the pie. But that ball alone, for me, knocks him down to about a B+.
Fair enough. Fair enough. We're close, though. A-minus, B+, yep. In the same neighborhood there. Up next is skill positions. This is running backs, wide receivers, and tight ends. For that group, I gave a familiar grade. Another A-minus. The only major negative I can think from this one was Eric Saubert and his hold on the big Debo Samuel touchdown that took that 66-yard score off the board. Other than that, a lot of good stuff. Isaac Garendo came in and filled in for Jordan Mason. He was awesome. George Kittle on National Tight Ends Day was amazing. Amazing as well. Debo Samuel had that touchdown taken away, had another 47-yarder. Skill positions, an A- for me.
Gave it a B+, and you hit on the big one with the Saubert hold, but also there was the confusion on the play where I think it was Conley and Pearsall.
Oh,
like,
yes.
You go here. No, you go there. No, you go up. No, I go up.
Called back a big play.
You had Juszczyk with a hold. You had Kittle with a hold, and Debo with a big drop on a screen on 2nd and 20 that would have been, he had blockers. He had a convoy. That would have been a something. So I brought it down to a B+ for that.
I'll bring it down to a B because you guys are forgetting.
Tough love.
You guys are forgetting a play that could have ruined the season. Could have ruined the season
on two fronts. Say it with your chest.
Isaac Garendo totally whiffing a block that A, could have put Brock Purdy on IR. And B, it could have given the Cowboys the ball in the high red zone down by 6 points with about 4 minutes to go in the game.
We'll get to that one.
That was
that impacts a different category that we'll get to a little bit later.
That was a huge, huge play. You're also forgetting that while Debo Samuel gets a small part of the blame for the fourth down incomplete, gets a big part of the blame for the ridiculous drop that he had about 4 plays later. So I'm not saying it was a bad day. I'm just saying it was a B. This was not an A-level performance.
Wow, Willard, the harshest grader of the Niners through 2 rounds? What is going on here?
I need the two of you to get a little hair on your chest. This is getting a little annoying, the homerism from the two of you. I'm here to fight it.
Nice,
I won't have this crap anymore. I'm holding this team accountable. That's enough out of you two.
Hold their feet to the fire.
Yeah.
Change of pace from Willard there. All right, up next, we got the offensive line. It was a pretty good day for the group. I mean, they averaged 6.2 yards per carry on the ground. Garendo was a big part of that. Rookie Pearsall had the 39-yard run. That influences that a little bit as well. Purdy was only sacked once, but all the injuries for Dallas, it's not like this is a very good defensive front. front that played on Sunday against the Niners. So all of that considered, opponent considered, B-plus for the offensive line.
That makes about sense. I might even say A-minus because you're only allowed to play the people who you're playing. And it was the best pocket and the most time that Brock Purdy has had all year. Yes, their two best pass rushers were out. But again, that's who was in front of them. They opened up holes and they gave Brock Purdy time. So you got to give him some love. I'm going to go A-. Thank you very much, my brother.
Yeah, thank you. And shout out Purple Rain, one of the all-time great albums. B-plus for me is where it felt like the
Thank you, man, the
range would be. Thank you so much. Appreciate you. I thought that, you know, in general, you're right, Grandy, not a really imposing front. You didn't have, you know, Parsons was out and Dallas didn't really present a huge amount of pressure. And I thought in general, the run game was effective. Jordan Mason, maybe not as much because of his injury, but by and large, a clean game. Couple of unnecessary penalties early in the game, but I had him as a B-plus.
All right, B-plus for the offensive line. Now we move over to the defensive side of the football. The front seven, this is the down linemen and the linebackers. Considering a similar thing, who the opponent was, also the Cowboys without Rico Dowdle, so they're running out a couple of old, slow running backs in Ezekiel Elliott and Dalvin Cook. I gave the front seven an A-minus for their effort despite that. I mean, Nick Bosa was good as well. He had just one sack. Sam Okawano had the other sack, but Bosa also forced the first interception that Dak threw down the left side to Jair Brown because it was his pressure in the face of Dak. Campbell, who I know you highlighted, Devondre Campbell had his best game as a Niner. Not a super high bar to clear, but it was his best game as a Niner, and Fred Warner was awesome as always. Could have had an interception late to seal the game. I gave the front seven an A-minus for what they did against Dallas.
I'm going to again call out the homerism and call it a B-plus. It was good. It was good. But I will say this. For example, even though Dallas's stats were not good in that run game, and they did, they only averaged 2.9 yards per carry, I still saw some poor tackling at times. I saw them move the ball on the ground, quite frankly, even better than they should have, because as you pointed out, these are two washed-up running backs that they're throwing at them. Yep, best game of the year for Devondre Campbell, no doubt. D. Winters, love the aggressiveness. Hope his concussion is okay. He got knocked out of this one. Warner almost had the pick at the end. Pass rush was good. I thought could have, should have been better against a weak offensive line and Dak Prescott, who doesn't move very well. I would have loved to see more like four sacks instead of two. Good, but not great. B plus for me.
That same B plus is what I had down, and you know, you would have liked to have them wreck the game a little bit more, and I think the missed tackles is certainly one to look at, where, you know, there's a couple of plays where Bosa had his hands on a Cowboy and didn't get it, and Fred missed the tackle as well. I do am glad that you highlighted Campbell, because I thought he played very well. The front seven was not dominant, but they were solid in the game, for sure.
Yeah. I think those are fair points. Up next, we got the secondary, of course, corners and safeties. This was interesting because I thought for the most part they dominated this game. Jair Brown, D'Amador Lenore interception. That D'Amador Lenore interception, by the way. What
that
a play.
That player.
Yeah, Demo is awesome. The tragic news aside, Mooney Ward a couple of bad holding penalties on Sunday, and I hope everything was all right with him and his family, and our thoughts and prayers go out to the Ward family, of course. But then the fourth quarter, it was awkward. You kind of got in the prevent defense when you were up by 17 points, and CeeDee Lamb was open like four or five times in the fourth quarter. So I felt like the secondary was really good for the majority of this football game, but what happened in the fourth, it knocked it down to a B for me for the secondary.
Yeah, I actually want to give them about a B plus, because I think in terms of a group, for about three quarters, they were playing as clean as any group on the entire field. And so you mentioned the interceptions. I think they were there. They were there where they needed to be, and on an individual by individual basis, they were playing pretty well. The fourth quarter, though, knocks it out of the A range to a B plus, because you got guys running into each other. You got CeeDee Lamb wide open down the field, and obviously a prevent defense drive that only took 30 seconds. So something was wrong out there. But I give them a little bit, not a pass, but look, they were tired. It's the fourth quarter, and the offense couldn't stay on the field when they needed to because they had kind of gone into victory mode. So it knocks it down, not too much B-plus for me.
Down to a B-minus for me because, you know, Mooney Ward, and again, thoughts and prayers to the family, and I don't know how long back this has gone with the tragedy that they reported today, but the two big pass interference penalties, and also when you have two of your guys pick each other on a play where the best receiver in football outside of Justin Jefferson is able to break free and score, and even the previous touchdown that he caught where it was a clear coverage break.
Yeah.
So his two touchdowns, one was you forgot to cover him, and the other one was you knocked each other over. Those to me are glaring mistakes. That's why I put it at a B minus.
Yeah, I think that's fair. B minus, B plus, somewhere around there sounds about right to me. Up next, we got special teams, and how about this? A rare good grade for special teams?
Hey!
8 weeks in, this might be the first A I've given out from maybe week one they got an A because Jake Moody made all five of his field goals. But an A minus for special teams today, the only thing I can remember that went wrong was one kickoff out of bounds when the Cowboys got the ball at the 40-yard line. Other than that, nothing terrible.
Well,
A minus.
And nothing anywhere near as bad as what the Cowboys did on one of their kickoffs by having the ball land short of the 20 and giving the Niners the ball all the way out at the 40-yard line to start a drive. That's pretty funny. But yeah, I'll go with you on an A minus. Look, don't forget also, you're on, I know it's kicker three, but in a way it's kicker four since the punter tried one earlier this year too. You're on kicker four, and he nailed it. He had a great day. He kicked long field goals. A minus for me on special teams.
Highest grade of the year for me all season, B minus.
B minus. Come on, man.
You cannot.
Haterade.
You cannot kick the ball out of bounds in that spot. And that thing was way out of bounds. Inexcusable.
Look like you hitting a golf ball.
Whatever. It's 27-10. You just scored. And you. Don't laugh at that, Jordan.
No, it was funny.
No, because wow, my
really
kickoffs
like
never go
funny.
Left. They always go right.
No, but
so that's where it's inaccurate. My kicks go way to the right. You cannot kick the ball out of bounds when you've got a 17-point lead. And the kick coverage, your kicker never really was able to kick the ball into the end zone, and I know he's on kicker four, but better, but still not good enough to get an A grade for me.
That's rough. That's rough, Dibs. All right. Last one.
Speaking of rough.
I like Homer Dibs better.
Bring it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Speaking of rough, worst grade of the day for me goes to the coaching staff. I gave them a C-plus for their performance against the Cowboys on Sunday. First of all, you came out flat, but you got to give them credit. You adjusted well in the second half. You scored 24 unanswered points. Then, as we were talking about earlier with the defense in the secondary, you changed up the scheme entirely in the fourth quarter defensively. It allowed the Cowboys to get back in the game. And then the play you're talking about, where Garendo didn't get the block on Purdy's blind side. It's 2nd and 3 with 3 minutes and 25 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Why do you call a pass on 2nd and 3? Why do you call a pass? Even if Garendo does pick up the blitzer and it's an incomplete pass and the clock stops, what are you doing? Hand the ball off, get a first down, kill clock. I cannot make sense of that play, a C plus.
You go first because I forward tease, I have a rebuttal. Go ahead.
I like it. B minus. And that whole sequence was egregious to me. And even before that, on the previous drive, when you get the ball back after you forced Dallas to punt, 3rd and 1, and you run that play action, and Brock rolls and rolls and rolls, and he throws a pass, and it's deflected, and they almost pick that off. That's one where just run the ball. Keep the ball. I thought Kyle got too cute in the fourth quarter, so that's why I had it at a B-.
I'm going all the way up to B+, and here's why. The only reason. Well,
it's because you live with the head coach.
And it's because there's things that you haven't seen on tape. You need to go watch it for an 8th time.
Oh, the All-22?
The All-22. Everybody's got a homework assignment tonight. I want you to go find video of what happened down the field when Brock Purdy got sacked and Garendo missed a block. as a coach, you are only as strong as what your players go out there and do as far as their assignments. You can hate the fact that he threw the ball. What I think Kyle knew the whole time was that the middle of the field was literally an absolute chocolate factory. It was nothing but dessert out there for the Niners whenever they wanted it. Ricky Pearsall had about 8 yards of separation down the middle of the field on that play. And if Garendo even gets a piece of that defender, the ball game is over. You can say he should not be throwing there. I think he knew that it was going to pay wonderful dividends. The only reason I don't give coaching an A is because on the defensive side of the ball, the prevent defense, which was wobbly in the fourth. We will play for you later in this show sound from Trayvon Diggs on Micah Parsons' podcast this week, talking about how Kyle Shanahan had the Dallas Cowboy defense in knots the whole game. So the coaching staff deserves a nod for what I think was a pretty well-called game. You can't do anything when your players go out there and blow the assignments they're given.
Homer Willard is back, Tibbs.
He's back.
God, I mean, he went to the bathroom and he came back.
He's back.
And he's back. All right.